This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
You know, sometimes in campaigns, the candidate is the last to recognize the best timing.
News today that journalist Tim Russert, host of NBC's Meet the Press, has died. His family confirms that Russert died of a heart attack earlier today. He was 58 years old. Here to tell us a bit more is NPR's David Folkenflik. David, what do we know about what happened?
News is just starting to trickle out. It seems to have happened just in the past few hours that Tim Russert, as you say, the host of Meet the Press, died while working in NBC's Washington bureaus. He was struck by a heart attack and then taken to hospital. We don't know a lot more of the details beyond that. He's 58 years old.
And what does this mean to the world of news? It seems like a pretty big loss.
Oh, it's huge. You know, he had originally been a lawyer, worked for a couple of prominent Democrats. Where he really made his mark was the host of the Sunday talk show Meet the Press, really became a roundtable for dealing with hashing out political issues. No credible politician, no presidential aspirant, no senator seeking to make a mark could really do so without subjecting himself to some fairly severe questioning, not exactly prosecutorial, but involving a fine legal mind of Tim Russert, really homing in on where the unanswered questions were, what the points that needed to be resolved, often using people's words against them. You know, if you've seen the show, you've seen him sort of haul up quotes from people's speeches past and said, how is this consistent when politicians wanted to blur changes in policy? A formidable questioner and in many ways, you know, sort of the locus of received conventional political wisdom in Washington. You knew it if you heard it from Tim Russert.
This year, Time magazine named Tim Russert one of the 100 most influential people in the world. And I would say that's not just because of his news accomplishments. He's got many titles under his belt. What were some of the things he did besides hosting Meet the Press?
Well, of course, he was the Washington bureau chief for NBC News and kept them a player even during a time of fairly deep budget cuts throughout network news divisions. NBC was by no means an exception to that. But he was also a hustler, an inveterate worker, a guy who was on the phone all the time to sources, somebody who, you know, were there 28 hours in the day, you would have seen him on NBC's cable news network, MSNBC,
32 hours probably.
Exactly. He was indefatigable that way. And so, you know, there are many memorable moments. You think of election night 2000, and he was sort of scribbling at the math and the changing math each time as different results seemed to come in as polls were votes were collected and polls were revised. You know, you saw him questioning a lot. In the 2000 senatorial campaign, it was Tim Russert, that son of Buffalo, who was conducting the debate between now Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton and Congressman Rick Lazio, the Republican candidate. He was criticized for questioning Hillary Clinton rather sharply on certain matters of the Clinton administration. But, you know, echoes of those questions have resurfaced as she's run for president. He's a guy who brings great knowledge, great questioning skills. Although a Democrat during his legislative work for government officials, he was seen as essentially not partisan, but somebody interested in this story and, you know, criticized by some for being a bit too much, perhaps too much the conventional wisdom. But he really was that sounding board. And he also was the guy who would ask the tough questions time and again, no matter how firm and how senior the government officials before him.
NPR's David Folkenflik reporting on the death of NBC's Tim Russert. Thank you, David.
Yes, ma'am.